You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I took a break for the NBA just a second because of two things. One, Giannis Antetokounmpo, so effing done with the guy.
You say that just for now.
No, I'm done. I'm so done with the Giannis thing. I'm done with two things. Giannis and Jonathan Kuminga rumors. Uncle, I am done. And we'll get back into the Mike McDaniel thing in just a second, but I was just trying to explain to Vlad and J-Fig my loser night that I had last night because I am a loser. And that is because I got the news that the Miami Heat are not waiving Terry Rozier's contract. It made me think, well, maybe they're working on trades. And I know that's a delusional, stupid thing to say, because why would they be working on good trades? But now, the belief is now, although they still don't have official announcement from Adam Silver, is that that they could use Rozier's contract in a trade. And so I did a bunch that are never going to happen because I don't know if you guys saw Trae Young went for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. No picks, nothing. And they're going to, apparently the Hawks are going to try and get Anthony Davis. So we'll see what goes on there. Which is going to have every Heat fan here mental. But I had one trade idea with the Terry Rozier thing. And I was like, God, there's no East teams to really trade this to. Like, there's nobody in the East that has somebody outside of like maybe like a Hero Michael Porter trade, something like that. There's not really a Rozier gets to beef up to get a star with a team that's bad enough. And I was like, well, I guess we could trade him to the Hornets. I was like, can't, but I'm like, oh, that's stupid. Why you can't? They're not going to do that. These teams, they got to be probably at war. But I was like, well, what if you did Rozier and Fontecchio? No picks. We forget the whole thing ever happened. But you got to give us LaMelo Ball. And that was my trade. That's what I spent my Wednesday night doing.
Trying to figure out a way to get Melo.
I was just trying to figure out what to use with the Terry Rozier money. You know, I did a Zion and Trey Murphy III for Terry, Tyler, and a pick. Because they're like, oh, we want two picks for Trey Murphy. I'm like, calm down. We all like Trey Murphy. Nobody loves Trey Murphy. Okay, he's a nice player. And we'll get the Zion thing. And oh my God, Zion. Jesus, dude.
You know what's crazy? I just saw all the messages you sent last night.
Oh, you just did?
He went crazy.
You just saw it?
I just opened it.
You just opened that?
Honestly, I was exhausted yesterday, so I went to sleep early. But what is this? Look.
I sent J-Fig, Marcos, and Leroy, Vlad. I sent them six fake trades. But if I told you what happened with Zion, what do you think happened with Zion?
He got hurt again.
That's good. If it wasn't that, what else do you think it was?
He tried to slide in somebody's DMs and got exposed.
He had another ass model expose him for sending her $2,000. Now, I don't know why she's exposing it. Apparently, he seemed like a nice guy. He was over at her house, she was over at his house with a fireplace. And you know, he's got his type, which is really big fake asses. That's his thing.
He likes them thick.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't know if he could last down here, to be honest with you. I really don't.
You think?
I mean, I don't know if he told you.
I don't know if he could last down here. Anyway, and I'll get to the Giannis thing maybe a little later, but we got to get back into the Dolphins. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Miami Dolphins, they fired, if you're just getting on your lunch break, the Miami Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel as their head coach. Stephen Ross making that announcement today. What was it? It was like around 10:25-ish.
10:30, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. They made the decision, and, you know, there was a lot of Harbaugh smoke that started happening yesterday. And this is the thing. The Dolphins are trying to present. I do appreciate them doing this because I thought it was silly with all the stuff happening and all the Harbaugh smoke. And, you know, as Omar says, there's no guarantees they're going to get John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. But they very clearly are interested in John Harbaugh. And it just would be such a dumb, bad look for an organization that's very clearly not pleased enough with their head coach to string him along and keep him around. It's not the right thing to do. He should be allowed to move on. You should just move on. It's just clear that's where you got to. So Stephen Ross put out a statement today. He thanked Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel put out a statement through the Dolphins today. He's very thankful. The Dolphins are doing their in-person interviews for their last three candidates. They interviewed Champ Kelly yesterday for the job. They are interviewing Chad Alexander, who has ties to Harbaugh, John Eric Sullivan, who's from Green Bay, and Josh Williams from San Francisco. They're apparently interviewing today. Jeff Darlington's reporting that they're probably going to make their decision tomorrow on who their GM is. If it is Chad Alexander, I think we all know where this is going to lead, which is John Harbaugh being the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. But we'll see. We'll see. That is, as of right now, we're still waiting, but the Dolphins are trying to put this wrong. We were not interested. We have not reached out. And John Harbaugh, we're interested, but we have not reached out. It's like, okay, we get it, guys.
Did you hear the wink in that?
Wink! Exactly. Exactly, J-Fig. So that's where we're at. Mike McDaniel, according to reports out of Cleveland, could be a candidate for their head coaching position. And everybody's saying, like, oh, he's going to have a gazillion offensive coordinator offers. A lot of people are speculating McDaniel will land on his feet if he's an offensive coordinator, possibly in Washington, because of his relationship with Dan Quinn.
That's right. They left. Cliff Kingsbury left that position to try to get a head coaching job.
Yep. And Mike McDaniel, Jaden Daniels. I think that'd be kind of fun. They got Debo there too, right? Him and Debo are tight.
Yeah, but Debo, he's washed.
Hey, they thought Mostert was washed. He got a year out of him. Maybe he gets the best whatever's left in Debo. Maybe. I don't know. That one seems to make a lot of sense if he doesn't get a head coaching job. Either way, that's where we're at right now with the Miami Dolphins. That's where we're at with the whole situation and where things stand as of this hour. So if any other news on it breaks, we will let you know. I get a couple of people, by the way. You know what? I'm happy that this happened, by the way.
Okay.
I started today's show. I am wearing my Cane shirt from Cane's Wear.
You are decked out.
All right. I am Canes'd up and down today, and I'm wearing my hat, which is just Sebastian wallpapered all over a hat. It's the only hat I have like this. But I got, and people are like, oh, where'd you get that hat? Nice hat, Tobin. I didn't like the tone.
You're trashing your hat.
And now I'm getting people like, I like that hat. So
where
I just want
to say that.
Maddie has just gotten to me on social media. I had somebody else say it in the chat. And so, I just want to let you know, you get it from Parks and Rec on Instagram. Go check it out. Rec with a W. It's a play on words.
Gotcha.
My guy Alex, he does the art there. Shmeen says, what did he say? You're dressed like an international tourist who just left the swap shop. And Shmeen got very mad at me because I'm confident in the Canes. He's like, how dare you say the Canes are going to kick their ass tonight? You're going to jinx it.
Are your shoes off?
Let me ask you something, Schmeathen. Imagine you had the audacity to go up to Mario Cristobal, who won't allow a fruit basket near him, and be like, you know why you guys lost? Because this Tobin said that you were going to give him two tickets to Blowout City. That's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to kick their ass today. All right? It's very nice. It was a nice story. This whole Ole Miss thing, it's cute. But I'm sorry, dude. I just feel like the Miami Hurricanes are going to walk in there and they are going to basically throw them into just an absolute ass kicking. That's what I think.
So let me ask you this. If you think, you're this confident in this game.
Yep.
And if they win, how much, will you have the same amount of confidence or will you even be more overconfident at the national title game at Hard Rock Stadium in their home field?
I'm glad you asked that question because I haven't even been allowed to imagine them being in the national championship because I got yelled at on Monday about it by Leroy and Brittany. Oh, my God, Brittany was going to kill me. You know, thankfully she's not here right now. But I've been saying to everybody, Vlad, I said, I think tonight is two tickets to Blowout City. And then I feel like the next game is 50-50. I don't know that they can win the next game. I think both of those teams are really good that they would go up against. Now, if Reuben Bain flosses Trinidad Chambliss and just like uses him as a toothpick today, who knows where my cockiness level will be? I don't know. I don't know. It may go to irrational places. But I can't think about that right now. Right now, task at hand.
Task at hand. Toby.
Task at hand.
Oh, yeah,
but I do think that task is going to come with two tickets to Blowout City for Ole Miss. That's just what I think. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be overconfident cocky Canes fan, but I just think in this particular matchup, their time is up. That's what I think. All right? What's the meme? The white rabbit pointing to the clock? That's Ole Miss right now.
So you John Cena all of a sudden? You thinking that their time is up?
Yeah.
Your time is now?
Exactly, dude. And they can't see
the meme of
this ass kicking coming. I love the John Cena submission meme.
Point for Tobin.
And everybody who's saying the Canes are done, you're all just a bunch of salty Seminole and Gator fans. That's all it is. All right? So if you're a Gators fan right now, do me a favor. I don't even know your coach's name. But go pick a banjo and go find a fine pair of jorts, because that's what brings you happiness right now, not your football team.
John Cena reference.
Okay. And if you're an FSU fan, you know, go root for Mike Norvell, dude. I'm sure he's got it figured out.
They got a great student body.
I'm sure they do. Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. We're back after this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dude, I haven't even looked at the NFL playoffs this week. I haven't thought about them. I haven't looked at them.
Oh, you got tomorrow.
It's been a whirlwind week, dude. Between the Canes and, you know, the Heat getting their ass kicked, and now the Dolphins news that's gone willy-nilly. The kids were back at school this week, so schedules were all different. Look at all you. You all got responsibilities again, you know? Throws a monkey wrench into things. So I haven't even looked at these damn games this week.
It's easy.
You got time.
Rams going to kill Carolina.
Agreed.
Chicago and Green Bay will play an NFC North battle.
Kind of got to believe in the Bears now, though, right?
For some reason, Green Bay's a bad matchup for them for some reason. I don't know. And then you got Sunday. Sunday, the game I want to see is how you're going to feel.
With what?
Well, you were once a fan of this team, and then, you know, you gave them up.
Well, they gave up on me.
They can't give up on you.
They did.
Teams can't give up on their fans.
Want to bet?
Fans can give up on
their
fans.
Want to bet, dude? Hire Urban Meyer. See how you feel.
Oh, my God.
See how you feel.
Jacksonville versus Buffalo is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because Buffalo, this is it, Josh Allen. There's no Lamar.
Agreed.
There's no Patty.
This is the easy street.
There's no Burrow. Like, this is your easiest path to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But you're going to have to do it on the road.
Yep. Well, I think they get it done, because I can't believe Duval is going to be sitting here winning a playoff game.
You just don't
game.
Like Duval, do you?
I don't like Duval.
Well, guess what?
I don't like Duval, and I don't like their smug GM, and I don't like their ownership. I don't like...
Oh, you don't like Shad Khan?
No, I like Shad. I don't like his son.
I don't like his son either.
His son is annoying.
Yeah.
You want to know another one that got me? When he showed up to the draft room wearing...
Oh, wearing
the brace like kayfabe?
Kayfabe, yeah. Come on, like, dude. Ridiculous.
Grow up, Peter Pan. You know?
Tony Khan.
49ers, Eagles. Think Mike McDaniel's brought in as a consultant for Vic Fangio?
No!
Hey, Mike, you know him. You know him. Come on. You don't think he's going to be brought in for Shanahan? Chargers, Pats, of course. We will have our new GM. Well, maybe. Chad Alexander's battle against, we'll see what his players can do against Vrabel. Big test. I think it's kind of crazy the Dolphins are getting this done in 3 days. Does it seem fast? It seems fast.
Well, it's fast, but it's smart because, you know, once these playoffs are done, you're right into owner's meeting and combine.
Yeah.
You need to have a general manager and a head coach by that time. Well, way before that time.
Chad Johnson says, he got pile drive. What's your problem?
Who got pile drive?
I guess Tony Khan. Is that how he got it? Is that why he had the neck brace on?
He got pile drive. And? It's a show. We all know it's a show.
We know it's a show. You don't have to show up to the draft.
I don't want to see you on NFL Network with a brace on. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. The GMs, I don't know, because it was like they picked their guys. I'm not surprised they had their guys narrowed down, right? Because they had, what, 2 months to figure out who do they like?
So when have they been talking to the GMs?
That Monday? They apparently did Monday, Tuesday, so did then, Zoom.
So Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
And you asked the question that many – you would think Stephen Ross, his son, right? Son or son-in-law?
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law. They're asking the general managers, would you keep Mike McDaniel as head coach?
Allegedly.
If it's if it's true, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, I have a feeling that a lot of them said no, it's time for him to
probably.
Go. And this is why when Stephen probably talked to him on Tuesday evening,
right?
He loves Mike, but some of the answers and then some of the, you know, things he heard from, you know, possible general manager candidates probably led him to make the decision on Thursday. And perfect timing, by the way.
Yeah, and I only think that McDaniel had a chance is if they stuck with Champ Kelly. You know, if Champ Kelly's like, oh, I know, come on, man, just give us a fresh start here, new guy. And I don't know, listen, I feel bad for Champ Kelly. I don't know if he's good at the job or not. All he did was trade Jalen Phillips. That's it. He didn't really get any other chances.
I know he's not a big Tua guy.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you seeing something around that locker room?
No, I just heard that that when the Pittsburgh game happened and they were, you know, some of the throws and like when they were, you know, when they were down, they weren't able to go hurry up or anything like that. He wasn't thrilled with the quarterback position.
It was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing night. It was an embarrassing night and it was kind of just the final nail in the coffin for Tua's career. It was. And yeah, Tua's going to go down as a coach killer because he took out, he basically took out Flores and he took out Mike McDaniel now.
Flores is looking like he's looking like roses coming out like roses right now.
The only interview he's got right now is the Ravens, right? I think that's the only one I've seen him get. I thought he was going to get more. Because you know the other thing that didn't seem like it happened? And I was talking about this yesterday. Flores, they kept talking about, oh, Tom Brady's going to bring him in. They're going to re-net the Patriots. And I'm like, why would Tom Brady bring him in if Brian Flores thought that he was washed? That didn't make sense to me. And he's not getting interviewed. At least as of right now, I don't believe he's getting interviewed by the Raiders. So Ravens are the only one that's out there for him. As a job's concern. But it is a little interesting, Vlad, and this is why I brought it up to Omar, is just because it is a little bit like, all right, it does feel like everything's going in the direction of Harbaugh, but if it's not Harbaugh, then who? Like, who is the... yeah, I guess.
And also, like Omar said, and
if Tomlin shakes loose.
Which is kind of weird for me, because they're saying a lot of these coaches that are in the playoffs right now could be let go, and I'm like, you really going to let Matt LaFleur go if you're Green Bay?
Especially with everything they dealt with this year, you know?
Made the trade. Yeah, you made the trade for Micah.
SDI says, we all know they're going to end up with Weaver as head coach, right? That would be something. But Omar, you know, Omar's point about, hey, look, Stephen Ross, look, he has a trend of hiring the first-time head coach. You can't ignore it. 100% is 100%. That's what he's gone with.
But that new GM might be telling him no. And that's the other thing.
Right.
If with the new GM, is he going to give him, you know, full power? Is he going to have to be part of it? Because the reason why I asked that is because remember Chris Greer was like, well, I wasn't really there to make a lot of these. And yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're the general manager. What do you mean you weren't there to make some of these decisions?
I the thing that I found annoying about Chris Greer by the end of it is like he didn't like how Brian Flores was shutting him out. And then he's like, I'm so collaborative. I'm collaborative with everybody. And then he's like, well, now I'm too collaborative. It's like that dude was good at one thing, and that was just keeping his job and kissing his boss's ass. That's it. That's what he was good at. Couldn't evaluate talent, couldn't pick a good player, traded everything for stars or traded stars for a lot of picks. Like, he did nothing of special note other than they were good at finding undrafted cornerbacks. He seemed to have a niche there. But I think if the horrible – we're going to know. If Alexander gets the job, that kind of feels like Harbaugh's in the bag. If he doesn't, that it doesn't feel like they're going to get John Harbaugh. Which, look, I'm not obsessed with him as a candidate. I just think that, you know, you could kind of, with all of the action that was happening, you could read the tea leaves. I know the Dolphins want to make it seem like, no, this was independent. Eh, we'll see. I understand why you guys have to do that. And I'm not calling any of the reporters liars. I just think that, come on, dude. Like, we don't have to say 2 + 2 = 4 here. We can all go through this and figure out, nah, something seems like it's up. And the connection to him, the bringing in the GM candidate late, this is all happenstance, coincidence? No. I don't think so. But if he doesn't get the job, maybe he botched the interview. Maybe he stunk. Maybe they're like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know. So maybe it's not a done deal yet. We'll find out. Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. Welcome.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Busy night of sports ahead of us, and I know what you're all thinking. You cannot wait for Heat Bulls tonight for the title of Kings of Playinville.
Exactly what we're
That's what you're looking forward to, Jennifer. Yes. I know it. All hail the Lords of Playinville. The Hawks are trying to get out of Playinville. They traded Trey. They said he has served his time in Playinville enough. That's where they're at with that. So,
think it's weird that Trey wanted to go to Washington rather than Miami?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think it's weird at all, because I think he wants to go somewhere. First of all, I didn't know Vlad, but apparently the guy who drafted him is in their front office now, so there's a tie there, and they got some nice young pieces.
Yeah, Sar's a good player.
No one's gonna bitch about him getting the ball all the time yet, and he could try and roll that into an extension. So now I wasn't that surprised. The Miami thing, I told you, I don't think Miami was doing that unless they were going to get something along with it. You know, that was what would have made sense for me. So I didn't think it was that surprising. And we'll see where the Heat are headed with their situation, because, you know, they got, you know, one of those things that's looming as well, especially because, you know, Tyler seemed quite frosty after the game about coming off the bench. He did not seem to love that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear him? I'll play it for you. This was... After the game, after they lost.
Third game since you played off the bench, since you won the six-man award. Obviously, it's a little different. What was that adjustment like?
It's cool. It's not really an adjustment, just playing basketball.
And is that something that if coach wants to keep things copacetic the way they are, you'll just move forward through? If he wants to keep things the way they were before you came back, or is it something you're pushing for?
Ask him.
Didn't even let the reporter finish speaking.
Well, I think he was tired of Ira.
Exactly.
You answer Ira's questions, Tyler. It's a fair question. All right. If Ira's going to be up there freezing his ass off in Minnesota after you guys just screwed the pooch, don't get mad at him. He's just asking a reasonable question. Ask him. All right, dude. Chill.
Sounds like a guy that wants to be gone.
And perhaps. I also found it convenient that the Heat then, look, I'm not saying you guys are lining these things up, but it was very convenient that all of a sudden they put the buddy interview with Tyler and Bam out. I was like, oh, okay, I see that. You get the little vibes air freshener after that one. I see what you're doing. It was some interview they did before the season, and they're like, yeah, Spo is happier than ever. I've never seen Spo this happy. I was like, and so I commented. I said, what was his mood last night? When he told you guys had no fight, and then when he was asked about Tyler, he goes, it's a decision. I'm not telling you about it. I'm like, oh, he seemed to it all seems like it's on the up and up. I don't expect him to be in a good mood. They lost. They got their asses kicked. They'll take these next two, though. They're good against bad teams. That's what they do. Thunder, though, are licking their chops. They're like, whew, slump Busterville coming on Sunday.
Yeah, they well, I mean, they had their slump buster yesterday. There were some good games.
Who'd they beat yesterday?
The Jazz in overtime. They had to come back and win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw Quickly had a game winner last night.
Quickly had a game winner. Pablo Banchero had a game winner for Orlando.
Oh, that's right. He banked it in, right?
Yeah. And
You had the Spurs beat the Lakers. I watched a little bit of that
Nuggets
game.
Nuggets beat the Celtics without Jokic.
That's impressive.
That was impressive.
Because the Celtics have been playing good.
Knicks beat the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi played well, and then, you know, he faded. Then a friend of mine who's a Kawhi fan started talking about great about Kawhi, and I'm like, all right, if I give you $1,000 right now, and I told you you can make a bet, what are you betting on? Kawhi not getting injured or Kawhi leading the Clippers to the playoffs?
Right.
He said he's leaning towards Kawhi taking the Clippers to the playoffs. I told him he's a numbnut.
I don't think so. Too much damage already on the season.
Absolutely.
If they were in the East, maybe.
Right. Like, you in the West, you can win 7 in a row. It's not going to get you out of, like, 13th place.
Josiah says, if I'm Tyler, I'd be upset too. You're telling me you don't want to extend me because I'm hurt, yet you pay a max player who can't score over 10 points. Yeah, listen, maybe he is. I'm sure. I don't know. I don't think he'd be. I'm sure there's a little bit. I said this yesterday on Bam. Bam is like the Heat teacher's pet. Like, I think that's what it is. You know, like, oh, Bam did everything right. Bam did that. Bam plays the best defense. I think everybody gets sick and tired of hearing about Bam. Not in a bad way. It's just because everybody in that organization respects him so much and they love him so much that, like, your friend, like, oh, we get it, you know? I don't know if, like, you ever have somebody like that? You're like, oh, we get it. This guy's the greatest. You say it all the time. I don't need to, you know, so if I'm a Heat, I'm sure Jimmy got it. Oh, he goes, Bam did the media. Bam did this. Bam had the covers. So I think Tyler's probably like, Bam this. Oh, well, how about hit a jumper? And then Bam's like, how about you stay in front of somebody? And then all of a sudden their little bromance interview turns into a cat fight.
Well, literally, they're Wildcats.
That's right. Wildcat fight. And then Calipari has to come in and mediate.
No, Raz could come down. He's a former Wildcat. I think that's the reason why he likes some of these players, because they're from his alma mater.
Probably. He actually made that joke one time after the Justice Winslow thing. Because they hit.
They went for a Duke player, right?
Yeah. He's like, oh, these guys over there, they're like, all the Arisons, they love Duke guys. And then they went back-to-back Wildcats. What's going on, man? What do you want to say?
Hey, because I called it, actually talk about the Dolphins.
Go ahead.
Kind of missed Tobin taking away points from you.
I know. Sorry, buddy. He's not here today.
I know. On the Heat, real quick. It's weird that after LeBron left and those guys said they don't want to spend any more money on big name players. It's supposed to be doing an amazing job, but you know he's not spending money on big name players right now for years. And I want to switch you to the perfect guy for the coach, which would draw a good a GM and he'll make the team win. Why isn't anybody talking about Gruden? He's got a long history with the Dolphins. He loves Shula. He loves the old. He did a hell of a lot of things on the news about how the Dolphins went back with the winning days in the 72s. What's wrong with Gruden? That would draw a hell of a GM in a winning.
Here's what I think on Gruden. One, he hasn't won in a very long time. He didn't win with the Raiders. And the other thing is he's got a lawsuit against the NFL. You know, like, and that's still going on. And that seems like it's going to go to trial. And he might win. So I don't know where he stands in all that, man. Like, I don't love that he hasn't been an effective coach in a very long time, and then you have on top of it the legal baggage. I just don't think they're going to touch that. I would be surprised.
And I don't know if you want to give him control. Look at the control he had with the Raiders.
Well, he brought in the TV fellow, right?
He brought in Mayock.
Mayock.
And they let him go.
What are you going to do this time, bring in Mel Kiper?
I'm saying. No, he's going to bring one of the Barstool guys.
This is Big Cat. He's my co-host. You guys will. He's going to be my GM here. We got Portnoy. He's going to be my offensive coordinator.
Oh my god, Portnoy as your OC is crazy.
He's going to be sitting there. He's going to be doing pizza reviews while he calls plays. No, I'm telling you. I've heard the Gruden thing. Even before Mike McDaniel got fired, people were talking about Gruden. Look, guys. Gruden is really good at media. At one point, he was the highest paid guy at ESPN. He's done a great job. Whoever's around Gruden has done a great job, whether it be the people at Barstool or if he's got the right guy. they've done a great job of, you know, 2026ing his type of media style, just loving football and putting that out there and just being excited about everything. And he has been, like, in on the Dolphins. Like, he's been talking about, you know, them very positively. I get why Dolphin fans would be into John Gruden. I just don't know if he's an effective coach anymore. I just don't. Like, he didn't do anything with Oakland / Vegas.
He's not. People just love the fact of Chucky, and they think, oh, the intense look. We're going to be tough. He's not that good of a coach anymore, guys. I don't know what your fascination with Gruden is.
Our boy Ara chimes in, and he said, what about Shula's grandson with the Rams? Well, here's the thing. They interviewed that dude from the Rams. I think he got a Zoom interview, and I don't think he passed through. So I don't know if that was a package deal. Here's the thing I'm worried about bringing in Chris Shula. Truly, this is what I'd be worried about. What if he stinks? And then we have a Shula who stinks? I don't like that. You know? It's tough. Like, I almost feel like he could go anywhere else, and I'd be like, all right, that's cool. I'd like that. You know what I mean? It's like when the former Canes from the next generation come to the U and they're not very good. And you're like, that kind of sucks. You know? That's awesome when they're great. You know? But I'm a little worried about that. Like, what if Chris Shula comes here and he can't do anything? That would bum me out a little bit. It would bum me out a little bit.
That would be sad.
So, we'll see. I think the thing that's interesting is it feels like we're going to have an answer tomorrow, basically, on is the Harbaugh thing going to happen or not? Because if they're really deciding tomorrow, and maybe, or in the weekend, if they really decide.
I love how Boss for Us is moving, baby.
He's getting to it.
He's getting to it, but he's stealth doing it. You know what I mean? Because, look, what are we going to be doing tomorrow?
Hopefully celebrating a Canes win.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, celebrating a Canes win, talking about how great Reuben Bain and Mesudor played, how great, little baby Jesus, you know, look, Malachi Tony, all of that. And then we'll get, Adam Schefter just broke news. Dolphins signed so-and-so as the new general manager.
You think they want to take that attention away?
You're going to let it be known. But everybody's going to be just in, elation from the Canes victory, hopefully. So, people going to be like, oh, all right, good. Dolphins got a GM. Back to the Canes.
By the way, some Cats news today. Steve Goldstein, appreciate Goldie joining us yesterday. No Marchand tonight for the Cats. They have 8 regulars out tonight. Oh, boy.
Oh, not Marshy.
Marshy's out. Yeah, Marshy's been banged up. Hopefully they'll get anything else, anything on Kachuk today. It doesn't look like it.
Haven't heard anything about.
Haven't seen anything on Kachuk. By the way, the Marlins yesterday, they did make that trade for Edward Cabrera. That became official. I was a little nervous because it sat like they were saying that trade was official, or that the trade was going to happen, and then all of a sudden just like no official word, right? And I was like, what the hell happened? By the way, you know what happened exactly today at 10:30. You want to talk about stumping on attention, Vlad?
Ooh.
Peter Bendix was supposed to speak at the media at 10:30.
Did they cancel?
I don't know. I don't know. I was gonna be. I was like, oh, I'd be in to check out the Zoom call with Peter Bendix. And I'm like, well, I'm on the air, so I can't do that. But I'm like, oh man, poor Peter Bendix. It's just gonna be like him alone talking about how they got this, how they got Owen Casey from the Cubs. It seems like the Marlins did really well on this trade. I don't trust Edward Cabrera. He's very talented, but he gets hurt all the time, and he was really wild throughout his career. I thought that was one of those where I was like, I'm kind of into this move, and they got this slugging Canadian who, typical prospect, like strikes out a ton, but has a lot of power, and we'll see if he works out. The only guy I saw everybody saying a lot of the baseball nerds like the Marlins fleeced him. Between getting this guy and Christian Hernandez and Edgardo De Leon, they said those prospects are really good. They did a good job for getting a guy who's had one good year with a lot of injury past. They said the Marlins did a good job, except for that Keith Law. He always hates the Marlins deals. That dude's an A1 fish hater. Anytime the Marlins make a prospect trade, Keith Law's like, it's actually not a good trade. I'm like, all right, thanks, Keith Law. Appreciate it, dude. If I need somebody to rain down on my parade.
Oh, wait, Trevor's a Canes. I mean, he's a Cubs fan, so he says
Owen Casey stinks?
Oh, yeah.
Shocking he thinks that. Well, let me tell you something, Trevor. Cross your fingers Edward Cabrera gets through the season, dude. because it's a coin flip. If he is healthy, though, he's really good. He looks like he was built in a lab. He's ginormous. He throws everything extremely hard. But you have no idea whether or not he's going to be able to get through a season.
So that means Sandy's the number one.
Jury.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Jury.
But maybe. I hope Sandy gets back to being a number one. That'd be great. And then they got these guys, Snelling and White, who are going to come up from the minors that I think really highly of. So I thought it was – they got to get more power. And they said all the things that the Cubs fans are saying on Casey is exactly what Baltimore was saying about Stowers. And look at Stowers. Stowers had a big deal. Now, it could spell bad that Stowers could be on the outskis. All right, that's enough Marlins talk for a day like today.
Thank goodness.
I think you've hit it. I think you know what?
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
No, I'm going to give you props, Tobin. Round of applause.
Why, he stopped himself?
No, he talked Marlins. He talked Heat.
Good for him.
And he talked Cats. So he got every local team that had made some type of news.
He could have stopped with it.
And I listened to the Canes last night. I was listening to Hollywood call the Canes hoops team. Shout out to the Canes, by the way. Canes are rolling right now. Jay Lucas has these boys humming. They've only lost to two top 10 teams, J-Fig. What, they won like eight in a row? They're killing it this year.
You had a really eventful Wednesday.
Oh, you know what? It was great because I haven't listened to, as a radio host, I haven't listened to a win on the radio in a long time. And that's how I was consuming the game yesterday, because I was picking up my daughter from youth group and I was like, I'll flip it on, listen to the Canes. It was an exciting game, and great job by Hollywood come the call. They had him, you know, covering, where the hell is that, Winston-Salem? Yeah, so happy that man,
he's flown back, we'll be up in another 2 hours.
Dave South says Tobin got that hat because he signed up for the Miami Herald. Stop ripping on the hat, dude. It's a good Canes hat.
Signed up for the Miami Herald.
Oh, Dave,
this is
funny.
A very polarizing hat. People either love it or they hate this hat.
They either really love it or really
for
hate
it. YouTuber.
All right, we'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, get into Canes, Finns. I do want to mention this Giannis, this phony. Sick of him, too.
Clip that.
What?
He's sick of him, and then if there's any rumors that Giannis wants to go to Miami.
He doesn't
want to be traded. He wants to be a Buck for life. Okay, good for you, 6'11", Bradley Beal. Good for you, dude.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
Good for him, dude.
Did you just call him 6'11"?
That's what he is. He lugs the chase. He just loves attention. That is what I like to refer to as the Bradley Beal. I'm going to be a wizard for life. Why does everybody want, just because I give my jersey to other players to wear in the locker room, why do people think that I want to leave Washington? I want to be... All right. I've seen this movie before. Tired of Giannis. All right. Tired of Giannis rumors. Not interested. Okay. No thanks. Because you know what he smells like?
A grief freak?
Smells like phony. That's what he smells like.
Phony.
He's phony, dude.
And you're upset with that.
Yeah. I am upset with it. I know that he's not happy. But he wants to act, I'm not the bad guy. You know what happened? Here's what the Bucks told him. They told you to sit your keister down, and you're going to play these games. You want to know why? Because we cut Damian Lillard, and we paid a ridiculous amount of money for Miles Turner, and we're probably going to do something crazy like trade for Zach LaVine, and you're going to stay here at the end of the year till you like it, Giannis. He's like, all right, I guess I'm staying. I would never ask for a trade. I'm the good guy. Okay.
Sounds different than what he was saying a couple of weeks ago. I like being the
hottest every time.
Remember, I like being the hottest girl in the party.
That's right. Hottest chick in the game.
Hottest chick in the game, right? Yeah. Okay.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.